Cambodia has some of the world's worst mental health statistics. Experts say the large number of cases is partly a result of Khmer Rouge rule in the 1970s. The Cambodian government spends little on mental health services. The World Health Organization says such services are, in its words, critically neglected. Experts do not believe that will change anytime soon, because few Cambodian students are interested in psychiatry as a career. They have little or no interest in the treatment and prevention of mental disorders. Most Cambodians live in rural areas, but few mental health services are provided there. So people must go to psychiatric centers in cities, like the Khmer Soviet Hospital in Phnom Penh. It is one of the busiest clinics in the country. Yem Subotra is the director of the clinic. He says that 15 years ago, it cared for between 70 and 150 patients every day. When our reporter visited recently, the daily average was 400. The clinic has just 10 psychiatrists and 10 nurses or aides. So most patients are treated for just a few minutes and leave with a bottle of pills. Dr. Yem Subotra knows medicine can help patients, but is not the only answer. He says the clinic could help people more if it had more money and other resources.
So we not much time to give good service for them, especially for psychotherapy. We just only some sort counseling sort psychotherapy to the patient.
In addition to the lack of trained mental health specialists, Cambodia does not have the newer drugs used in neighboring Vietnam and Thailand. Cambodia needs more psychiatrists, but few young people seem interested in the subject. Nationwide, just 6 students are taking the 3-year-long study program. Experts say low pay and the challenges of studying psychiatry keep many Cambodians from wanting to get training. TPO Cambodia is a respected mental health nonprofit group. Dr. Chim Sotira is its executive director. He says Cambodia has many needs, but few resources, especially in rural areas. And he says the government is not doing enough. He also says the psychiatry training program should be offered to other healthcare workers.
We don't have anyone who are enrolling in the psychiatric training program, so that's not going to happen. So I think the transferring skill from specialist psychiatrist to GP, GP to nurse, and to village health support group, traditional healers, the monk, the nun, and all this would be good.
Dr. Muni Sotara is deputy director of the government's newly created Department of Mental Health and Substance Abuse. He says there has been an improvement in mental health care services in recent years, but he admits more is needed.
For the coming future, we need to improve the quality of the existing trained staff and mobilize new general practitioner and nurses in order to operate more mental health unit in other sector down.
Our reporter repeatedly asked Cambodian officials how many doctors and nurses have been trained in mental health care, but the question was never answered. The Cambodian government spends about $1 million a year on mental health services. That is much less than is needed. So it is not likely that the country's mental health care delivery system will improve any time soon. I'm Christopher Jones Cruz. And now, words in this story. Statistics, noun. Numerical information. Psychiatry, noun. The area of medicine that deals with mental or emotional disorders. Clinic, noun. A place where people get medical help. Psychotherapy, noun. Treatment of mental or emotional disorders by talking about problems instead of using medicine or drugs. Enroll, verb. To enter someone as a member of something. Transfer, verb. To use something such as an idea or a skill for a new or different purpose. GP, noun. Acronym for General Practitioner. A person, especially a doctor, who is not a specialist. Mobilize, verb. To come together for action. Are there enough mental health services available in your country? We want to hear from you. Write your thoughts in the comments section.